The lives of wild ponies are being put at risk due to ragwort plants. That's according to the British Horse Society's North East Wales branch. It's urging council chiefs to do something to safeguard the animals grazing on dunes at Tallacre and Gronant near Prestatyn. Some wildlife conservationists, though, say wild horses will naturally avoid the plant. We can talk to Rose Brooke, who's from the British Horse Foundation's North East Wales Committee. Good evening to you. Now, tell me about what your concerns are for these wild horses.
Hello, good afternoon. Ragwort can kill a horse. They only need possibly a spoonful of this stuff to start off liver damage. And the more they eat it, the more ill they will get. There's certain alkaloids, toxins in the ragwort, and it will just kill the horses. There's no way that it will ever stop them getting it if they eat it.
Now, give us a bit of background, first of all, about the story, because I understand that these horses have been brought to this area, have they, from another part of Wales?
Yeah,
and they've got a specific job.
They're Carnaddau ponies, as far as I know. But the first time I saw this was on the 14th of April in the Daily Post. I knew nothing about it before then. So I obviously got in touch with the correspondent who wrote about it, who then put me on to somebody else. So
I mean, I understand you've been speaking actually to the countryside ranger, have you?
Yeah,
about
Mike,
your concerns.
Mike Taylor, yes.
So how are things going there?
Well, I think he's going to do a ragwort pull, and that's the only way to get rid of it.
The roots are only short,
and a human has to wear gloves to pull it up, because it's so poisonous.
There are quite a lot of different theories, though, about ragwort, aren't there? I mean, Friends of the Earth, they're quoted as saying that the plant, well, isn't really dangerous to horses, and actually it does provide a very good habitat. So I suppose there's a lot of discussion going on, is there?
Well, there is one theory that the cinnabar moth lives off a ragwort, off the flowers. But the problem there is they only live a day. Horses can be ill for years and years and years with this and die, you know, a very, very painful death.
Has there been a lot of evidence of that? Has there been a lot of research put into
it? Yes, there is. I mean, there's a professor in the Lea Hurst College in Liverpool called Derek Nottenbelt, who's really, really very involved with ragwort. I mean, he has to operate on horses that actually have it.
But again, that is being disputed by other sources. For example, I know that Neil Jones, who's a campaigner with Swansea Friends of the Earth and a member of Bug Life, I mean, he says it's really a tiny problem.
No, I wish it was.
Well, I know that you're carrying on your campaigning. It's a story that I'm sure we'll be following. And thanks for talking to us, Rose Brooke.
Thank you.